Welcome to the Powder Keg Podcast, the show that plugs you into the massive opportunities in startups and innovation in tech hubs beyond Silicon Valley that are exploding with potential. Just a heads up, this is not going to be one of our usual episodes. This is sort of an in-between episode and an experiment of the Powder Keg Podcast, which we're testing out to give you a short behind-the-scenes look at a really interesting tech company doing remarkable things. I'm your host, Matt Hunkler, and in today's episode, we're sharing a five-minute live startup pitch between an entrepreneur and a panel of investors and advisors. If you like Shark Tank, I think you're going to love this. In today's episode, you're going to hear from John Rampton, the CEO and founder of Calendar.com, a new dynamic calendar platform that helps you focus on what you need to do and assess whether those are in line with your priorities. It's a really cool app, and I think you're going to love it. It's a great pitch, too, and I can't wait to get into it. But first, would you like to discover even more interesting companies, stories, and strategies to help you reach your full potential? Get the inside scoop with Powder Keg's hand-curated newsletter, The Spark, delivered to your inbox each week with the tech news and opportunities outside of Silicon Valley that you really need to know. Just go to powderkeg.com and sign up right on the homepage. Each Thursday, you'll get an email directly from me with the most important stories, trends, and companies in tech happening in areas outside of Silicon Valley. It's curated by some of the most connected people in tech hubs between the coasts with insights that you're just not going to find anywhere else. So again, that's powderkeg.com, P-O-W-D-E-R-K-E-G, powderkeg, all one word, .com. Okay, here's how this pitch thing works. John has just 5 minutes to pitch his startup, Calendar.com, to a live panel of investors and industry experts. The panel will then have time to hit John with rapid-fire Q&A, sort of Shark Tank style, after the pitch. The three experts you'll hear from in this episode include Mandy Haskett, leadership consultant at Advisa, Phil Powell, associate dean of academic programs at Kelly School of Business at Indiana University, my alma mater, and of course, Kelly Hoey, angel investor, author, speaker, and podcast host of Build Your Dream Network. You might recognize her from the previous episode of the Powder Keg Podcast. Today's presenter, John Rampton, is not only the founder of Calendar.com, he is a serial entrepreneur that has helped people bring amazing products and services to scale. John was recently named number 2 on the top 50 online influencers list in the world by Entrepreneur Magazine. Time Magazine also recognized John as a motivational speaker that helps people find a sense of meaning in their lives. And John just is overall a great presenter. Here's John.
Hey, how's it going? It's great having you guys. By the way, if you guys have questions, we're monitoring the questions and stuff like that. But I would like to share with you guys Calendar. So I'm going to start by sharing my screen. I'm assuming you guys can see my screen right now. Little bit more about Calendar in the background of Calendar. We are calendar.com. So if you guys have not, literally go to calendar.com right now and sign up. It's a free sign up. It's a free account. You can connect in all your calendars. I started Calendar with, the reason why I started it was because I missed one of my daughter's first dance recitals. And it was because I had not prepared, and it was on my personal calendar, but it wasn't on my work calendar. Well, this pissed me off, so I started literally looking around for options to put in all my calendars, my Google calendar, my iCal, my Microsoft calendar, my Exchange calendar. I don't know how many calendars you guys have, but I think I have like 400 of them. So I wanted to help not only myself, but others. So save time, be more productive, think of things. The problem is, you guys, we have all these things going on in our life, all these events, all these meetings, all these everything. Did you guys know the average person spends a little less than 5 hours a day just in meetings? 5 hours a day, you guys. That's a big problem, especially when you have family going on and you have many other things that come into your life. We wanted to help you understand what's going on. You guys, there's so many unneeded meetings. Did you guys realize the average person books out 60 minutes of meetings? I'm 60-minute meetings. The average meeting of those only lasts 42 minutes. You guys, we have, through our system, we provide Calendar. Obviously, you can come in. I'll tell a little bit about it. But we help our customers, if you want it to, Calendar will call in, record every single one of your meetings, transcribe your whole meeting, put the whole transcription back into your calendar invite for you to understand what's going on. So if you're like me, that goes meeting, 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 you understand what happens and can look back on what happened in your first meeting. But going back to the point, did you know that your average meeting is 60 minutes booked out? It lasts 42 minutes. The first 7 minutes and 49 seconds is spent talking about nothing. The last 14 minutes of your average meeting is spent talking about nothing. At Calendar, we want to help you understand what's going on behind the scenes of your meetings. We want you to not just help you manage your personal and business calendar, but help you understand what's going on behind the scenes. Help you understand you. We automatically transcribe calls. We'll help you organize your day and understand that your first meeting is here, your second meeting's there, and you're not even going to make your third meeting because you're so far away and you won't make your fourth meeting. We help you understand what's going on. We give you analytics on how you're spending your time, what you're spending your time on. They always say you are the five people that you surround yourself with the most. Well, I can tell you exactly who those people are. We give you analytics on how many meetings you attend, how many meetings you cancel, how many meetings you don't show up for. We give all of this. You guys, this is all in the free account. Transcription's not, but everything else is in the free account. And coming in the next 2 weeks, just for you guys, since you guys are on here, we have Teams launching, where if you're a business owner, you can understand what's going on behind the scenes of your individual team members. So if you're a CEO or you're a sales manager, you can look into the analytics on how many meetings your team is showing up for, how many meetings they're canceling. You guys, another feature that we are so excited to talk about and that we're gonna be releasing in the next 2 weeks is called Find a Time, where literally any person on your team, you can just type their name, whether they have an Outlook calendar, an iCal, or any different calendar, type their name as long as they're in your contacts. You type their name and it will give you the times that are available for every single person in your meeting. So no more having to have 50 email back and forths. No having to, you know, text a person, hey, when are you available? Or text three people, when are you available? Now you can do that with just typing their name and you can have up to 1,000 people in an organization. Yes, we did this with an organization with 1,000 people where it coordinated all their schedules and said, here's when every single person can meet. It ended up being Tuesday at 10 a.m. We're calendar.com. Thanks for having us, guys.
Wow, John, that was awesome. You ended right on time. That was very well executed.
I actually do have a timer. Just I was trying to make it easier on everybody else. So
nicely done. Well, hey, let's hear from our advisors. We got 3 minutes to hear from our advisors. Mandy, do you mind kicking us off?
You bet. Hi, John. Thanks so much for telling us about Calendar. That's really cool stuff. And I really like the map because that bites me in the butt all the time.
Yes.
Like, where am I going? That's an hour away. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I guess my question is, you know, there's no shortage of these great tools out there that give us data. And it sounds like Calendar gives us a ton of data, like how many meetings I had, how many I joined, how many I didn't. If you could kind of sum up for me the so what in terms of what the data provides, like what are sort of the top three most valuable insights that I might get as a leader if my team is using Calendar?
Yeah, so the best insights that you can get, I didn't bring this up, we're a minimal time, but you can actually compare like your top sales rep with your least sales rep and compare them and their 2 days. And it's not for a micromanaging or for firing or anything like that, although I'm sad to say I'm sure people will use that. But it's more to compare and understand what your top producers are doing differently from your bottom producers. So when you as an individual, it can be like, you know, my average meeting is a 60-minute thing. And we actually have where you can compare yourself to like Bill Gates. You can compare yourself to some of these top producers or top sales reps at another company. Here's what the average top sales rep, here's how many meetings they take, and you can compare yourself to them and help adjust yourself over time.
Great question.
Yeah, Phil. Great question.
John, Phil Powell here.
Oh no, I'm worried by Phil. Phil has that look.
Hey, John.
No, I'm just joking.
I'll take my glasses off. I look more compassionate.
Oh.
Hey, just real quick, talk about the monetization of this and what do you find the market willing to pay for here?
Yeah, so our cost is $10 a month. On the Teams account, it starts at $7 a month. We launched this about 8 months ago. We have about 120,000 active users that are using the product. We launched Teams. As far as monetization, you know, getting into the numbers right now, we're doing about 14,000 in recurring revenue. That's people who have just organically signed up. We haven't pushed it at all or anything like that. As far as Teams and that coming out, we've pre-sold Teams for more a team atmosphere, being able to compare things, knowing what's going on with your team. And we've pre-sold that to about the tune of about 60,000 in MRR.
Wow. Congrats. Kelly, you want to bring us home?
Yeah. John, simple question. How do I know my data is safe?
How do you know your data is safe? Well, one, you just kind of have to, with companies most of the time, believe it. Two, we have two different companies that come in and audit us. Okay. So that's how you know, and they do an independent audit of our data. We also use the APIs of a couple different companies, which they have their own audit things that they come in and audit. Especially we as well, I mean, I didn't get into it, but we pull in like email data. So I can tell you exactly how much time you spend on your email.
No, I don't know. You have my data. How am I assured as an individual that you are maintaining my privacy, not selling it, not, you know, that you're doing a lot of monitoring here? My data, my privacy. How are you protecting it?
Yeah. So, I mean, we don't sell data at all. And we have independent people come in and audit both the security of our website and audit our procedures.
Thank you.
So. Great answer. Great question too.
Yeah.
All right. We've got Jeff Ramsey here, who's been watching live. Let's see if we can bring Jeff onto the show so he can ask his question live. Jeff, can you hear us?
Yes.
You got a question?
Well, I was just curious, you know, with this COVID-19 and everything that's going on around the world, I mean, how did it really impact you guys? And how did it, how were you able to jump on the bandwagon and really get everyone up to speed with your employees and everything to communicate and really get that remote workforce in place?
Yeah, so we were lucky in the aspect that a lot of our team was already remote before COVID. So we have offices in India and offices in Salt Lake City, Utah, and people in California. So we have people in three different states. So it really, from the start, was very, very easy. When you start working for our company, you know, we ship a stand-sit desk to your house. We ship monitors to your house, and we do this. So we have an office set up at your house and an office set up at your thing for every single employee. So for us, it was like, oh, well, you're just working from home. It was like literally like no transition. We communicate via Slack. We communicate via Zoom. We book meetings via calendar. We use a bunch of different tools out there. We'd already been using those as we have multiple people in different places. So for us, it was super easy. Like it was like one day we're like, oh, we're all working from home tomorrow. And everybody was like, okay. I know for a lot of other businesses, that's been very, very hard. I think, again, making sure you communicate via like a Slack or a Zoom or different things out there will help you over time to become better and a better team. As well as, you know, we do also, like if you're experiencing this or anybody on this call has a remote force, you know, we do different, like every single Friday we have like, where we all hop on and have, I'm blanking on the word, but, you know, a virtual drink day. And then we have usually like once or twice a week, we have like team building exercises that we had done prior to that. But I'm saying like we had a scavenger hunt the other day where everybody hopped on for 15 minutes and did a virtual scavenger hunt. I think things like that will help you and your team become like a much better cohesive team that like really gets to know each other. So,
thanks for sharing that, John. Great question, Jeff. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and a huge thank you to John Rampton of Calendar.com and to those who attended our first ever all virtual pitch event. For links to the social profiles for John and the other people, companies, and resources mentioned in this episode, head on over to powderkeg.com and check out the show notes. We're going to be doing a lot more virtual events like the one that you just heard. So be sure to check out upcoming live streams with community Q&A like you heard today and expert advice at powderkeg.com/events. You can check out the whole lineup there, find the ones you're interested, get signed up. And if you're currently in the market for finding a new role, Powderkeg can connect you with awesome tech companies between the coasts that are growing like crazy. Right now, you can apply for our free matches platform at powderkeg.com/jobs. Now, Matches has a specialized focus on tech hubs outside of the Valley, so you can easily navigate this opportunity-packed landscape for potential. Our job matching platform leverages thousands of participants, employers, and teams within our ecosystem to get you connected directly to decision makers, shortcutting the hiring process. Apply today at apply today for Matches at powderkeg.com/jobs. And to be among the first to hear the stories about entrepreneurs, investors, and other tech leaders in areas outside of Silicon Valley, subscribe to us on iTunes at powderkeg.com/iTunes. Drop us a review while you're there. I would be forever grateful. And thank you if you have already done that. We'll catch you next time on the Powderkeg Podcast.